Unabashed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. From the White House, President Biden made it clear.
It's time to begin this new stage. For the hostages to come home, for Israel to be secure, for the suffering to stop. It's time for this war to end. For the day after to begin.
He endorsed a new ceasefire proposal by Israel. Oliver McTernan is a conflict mediator in the Middle East.
We've waited a very long time to hear those words from President Biden. This war must end. He has really got to put the pressure on to say there's been enough killing, enough destruction, enough suffering, both in Gaza and with the families of the hostages and the hostages themselves.
The deal will take place in three phases. The first would last for 6 weeks and be a complete ceasefire and withdrawal of forces, as well as an exchange of some of the remaining hostages. There would also be a surge of 600 trucks of aid into Gaza daily. Donald Trump's guilty verdict this week isn't sitting well with him. CBS's Robert Costa on how the former president is reacting.
In 33-minute remarks that pinballed from one grievance to another, Trump accused Biden of using the justice system as a political weapon against him and others associated with the case. Biden fired back with a wholesale defense of the system.
Our justice system has endured for nearly 250 years. And it literally is the cornerstone of America. The justice system should be respected, and we should never allow anyone to tear it down.
We are learning more about a deadly explosion in Ohio this week.
The blast ripped through a Youngstown building housing a bank and apartments. National Transportation Safety Board member Tom Chapman says it involved a crew working to clear out piping and other outdated infrastructure and debris from the basement and vault area of the building. Chapman says the crew intentionally cut a gas line.
The crew was unaware that one of the pipes in the vault was pressurized at the time, nor did the work crew have reason to believe gas was present in the pipe.
One bank employee died and several other people were injured. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Michael Jackson's kids and mom won't be seeing any of his cash anytime soon. They've all been cut off from his trust, for now at least. According to several court documents, an audit found the King of Pop's estate allegedly undervalued its assets. The IRS says it owes $700 million in taxes and penalties. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, scattered showers and storms possible. Otherwise, clouds and 70. For tonight, partly cloudy and a low around 52. Mostly sunny into the upper 70s for your Sunday. Scattered shower possible Sunday night, a low around 59. Showers and storms Monday, 77. Right now, it's 58.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Ducks Unlimited. Get involved. Attend a DU fundraiser in your area and help conserve and protect habitat and your ability to hunt it. Visit duck.org. By Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com. By the Castle Rock Petenwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, castlerock-petenwell.com. And by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, woodsideranch.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, June events at the Range of Richfield and a visit to the State Game Farm at Poinette. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, I thought Jeff Kelm would be back with us this week, but I need to pay more attention to my calendar because I see that he's in Oshkosh this weekend, and he's busy tying everything together to make another walleye tournament go smoothly, something he does very, very well. And if you've never attended a tournament weigh-in, visit the Walleye Federation on Facebook for updates on each tournament throughout the season. Next week, Jeff will be on Lake Winnebago again, this time in Fond du Lac for Walleye Weekend. We'll see if he has time to join us for next week's show. And if not, I know he's got a week off after that, so we will get together with him and find out what else he's been up to besides all these tournaments. I don't know yet whether his son Robert got a spring turkey, and I don't know if Jeff got another one or if he's had a chance to do any fishing himself. I rather doubt it. Well, I have not had a chance to do any fishing because I've been chasing turkeys basically since the 1st of May. My first turkey permit was for third period, and I hunted third, fourth, fifth, and sixth periods all over the state. I've reported on some of those hunts. Up in Bayfield County, I got a bird, and I got a bird down here third period, my very first bird of the year. And I wrapped up things with a six-period hunt in Vernon County, once again hunting my home ground, or new home ground, because I've only lived here about a dozen years, hunting on neighbor's property, an area that has lots of birds, and it's all up and down, all hilly and valleys. You can't see very far in any one direction except on the very tops of some of the ag fields, and you get on one of these hilltop fields, and you can see sometimes 3, 4, 5 fields away, sometimes even farther than that, a mile or more, and you can pick out a black dot moving slowly across a hay field or a picked corn field or a planted corn field because the corn is up now, a couple inches of it showing through the mud, and the beans are popping up too. At any rate, I wrapped up my sixth season hunt with several days attempting to get a bird, and I had two tags. I figured, you know what, I just might have a chance for a second bird if a group comes in, and that's exactly what happened. I had three Jakes come in, and they were approaching my Funky Chicken Jake decoy, and for a moment I thought, boy, here's a chance for a double, two with one shot, but I was shooting the Serpent Arms air gun. It's a 28-gauge lightweight air-powered shotgun. It's a pneumatic gun. Compressed air is what fires it, and it shoots a cartridge that holds pellets like a regular shotgun shell, but there's no gunpowder involved. It's 28 gauge. The load I was using was number 6 shot tungsten, and that particular load is only 3/4 of an ounce. So that's a pretty sizable payload for 28 gauge, but it's not a lot of pellets to throw at two turkeys at once. So I waited until the two of the birds separated, shot one of them at about 20 yards. He went down, and you have to cock the gun and then reload it. It's a lever action. So I got it reloaded, and sure enough, one of the other Jakes came back, and he started pecking on the one that I had shot, which often happens, but I don't know how. I think I shot over him. I shot and missed him, and he ran off, and that was the end of that. That was the end of that hunt. I tried again the next day because I still had a tag left, and that was the last day of the season, last Tuesday. It was windy and not really the nicest weather for a turkey hunt. Monday, Memorial Day, was beautiful. That's the day I got my bird. So Tuesday, I hunted for a couple hours in the morning, went home, did a lot of chores, and I'm out in the yard and wondering if the weather's going to settle down. It's late afternoon, and doggone it if I don't hear a gobble up on the hill behind my house in the area where I've been hunting. And I thought, well, I've got 2 hours of daylight left. I'm going to see if I can maybe sneak up there and at least have a conversation with that bird. Well, about the time I decided to do that, I heard one of our new lambs bawling, and her mom, Eliza, who is the oldest and most vocal of our ewes, doing her baa, baa. I know when she's calling. I went to see what was going on, and sure enough, one of her three lambs was tangled up in electronet fence, and we had the power turned off, and she was tangled up, just wrapped up really tight in that fence. Her head was through a couple of spots, and 2 feet were tied up, and she had kicked up the mud all around her, so she has a name now, Mud Pie. And I managed to get her out of there, but with Liza bawling and me and Ozzy moving the sheep to another safer pasture, that took about an hour, and then I never heard the gobbler again, and by now it was 7 o'clock, and I thought, you know, I think I'm just going to call it a season and be done with it. So that's my turkey report for the season. 3 birds. The second year I've killed 3 turkeys. I've never done that before, although some of my friends, Lauren Voss in particular, gets a number of birds every year. I think this year he only ended up with 4 birds, which is not a lot for him, but a lot for most people. So I hope the rest of you had a good turkey season, and now it's time to think about some fishing. Well, coming up, Range of Richfield President Jim Bobbiash reports on June classes and events at the Range of Richfield. Kelly McGuire, Operations Supervisor at the State Game Farm at Poinette, talks about the Game Farm's pheasant rearing program. And John Steigerwald, Great Lakes and Upper Midwest Forest Conservation Director for the Ruffed Grouse and American Woodcock Societies, announces several job openings in Wisconsin. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
St. Croix's annual Customer Appreciation Day is Saturday, June 22nd, from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Join us as we celebrate the anglers who have helped make St. Croix the best rods on earth. Experience how rods are crafted. See the 7 Reels tent. Learn to cast and get a free brat lunch, sponsored by Johnsonville. Attend seminars and gear up with one-day-only deals on rods, reels, and apparel. Learn more in person and online at stcroixrods.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these 2 game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Ruffed Grouse and American Woodcock societies have been improving forest habitat for these and other species for more than 60 years now. You can learn more at ruffedgrousesociety.org. And joining us now for an update on what is going on with the Ruffed Grouse Society in Wisconsin is John Steigerwald. He is the Great Lakes and Upper Midwest Forest Conservation Director for RGS and AWS and a regular guest on the show. John, welcome back and thanks for joining us again.
Glad to be back.
Grouse have been drumming probably since, I don't know, March. I've been hearing them turkey hunting, and I think you have too, you said.
Yeah, this past weekend I still heard some grouse drumming.
Do they keep doing that now as we get into June, or is it pretty much winding down?
It's pretty much winding down. Rough grouse will continue to drum for a little while longer, especially as some birds might have failed nest attempts, so they might try to breed again, but for the most part, the drumming will be done going into the summer. Grouse will drum again in the fall, more as a territorial display, but in terms of mating, it's winding down.
Yeah, I often hear them in the fall, but more consistently in the spring. I have not seen any grouse broods yet. I don't know if you have.
Nope, I think it's just a little bit too early to really start getting some of those reports from the field.
Okay. Well, we can look forward to that and for the drumming counts that are probably all done. They do those in April, don't they, for the most part?
They do. There are other studies along the same lines as the drumming surveys that are done, different breeding bird surveys, and also sort of observational data that's gathered by a wide variety of DNR staff.
Do Ruffed Grouse Society staff participate in those counts?
We do. Actually, one thing that we do in the state of Wisconsin is we have two staff, one in Hayward and one in Rhinelander, that are embedded with the DNR, and they actually go out and assist with the drumming routes in the springtime, as well as working at a project right now looking at other bird occurrences on ruffed grouse managed areas, looking at what other birds utilize those type of habitats in managed forests.
Okay. How many staff are there in Wisconsin?
Well, we're up to 7 staff right now, myself included. As the Forest Conservation Director, you know, I oversee our conservation operations in the Great Lakes and Upper Midwest. So it brings me beyond the borders of Wisconsin. But underneath me, we have our state coordinator, Jared Elm, who oversees diverse staff of individuals that work in partnership with Natural Resources Conservation Service, who primarily work with private landowners, as well as our staff that work, as I mentioned, embedded with the DNR out of Hayward and Rhinelander.
Okay, and I understand there's some openings right now.
There are. Actually, we had some internal transfers because we created some new positions, actually a new position in Wisconsin that we had one of our staff lateral into, one of our NRCS-focused positions. And then we had a new position created in Minnesota for somebody working out of Duluth, had another internal transfer. So right now we've got 2 positions opened up. Both are considered forest wildlife specialists that we classify them as. One is one of the positions out of Hayward, the position that's embedded with the DNR. That position is currently open for about another 3 weeks. That position will be primarily working with the Deer Management Assistance Program as well as public land managers, remote young forest habitat. And the other position will be available out of Antigo, another forest wildlife specialist position that would work with Natural Resources Conservation Service on private lands.
And what kind of work will that person do?
In general, help assist private landowners with technical assistance in terms of managing for healthy, sustainable forests, forest wildlife habitat, assisting individuals with forest management plans for their property, as well as seeking cost share funding from NRCS.
Okay. What qualifications does someone need to apply for one of these jobs?
Well, we're looking for a motivated person with interest in forest management and forest wildlife, somebody with a 4-year degree, a couple years of experience, and a real passion for forest wildlife. Our ideal candidate would be somebody who is personal and able to work well with the public.
Okay, and a degree in conservation or forestry or wildlife management or what?
Forestry, forest management, wildlife biology, wildlife management, or ecology or related type fields, yes.
Okay, And how does one apply if someone's interested?
So we have those two positions as well as other openings within Rough Grouse Society posted on our website, roughgrousesociety.org. You can navigate to the employment tab, and we have a list of open positions right now. We do also have an engagement coordinator position open in Wisconsin, a position that works with our chapter members, the fundraising and engagement side of conservation nonprofit.
And what does that person do?
They work with our chapters on fundraising, help get them engaged, hosting various events. If you're not interested in working for RGS and want to become involved with RGS, that's a good way to get involved is through our engagement coordinators and our local chapters, attending bird crew events where you get to do sort of socials, talk about forest conservation, bird hunting, as well as going to our banquet events. We also do have several unique events in the state of Wisconsin, including a film festival, and getting involved with our chapters on habitat projects.
Now, is that the position that Dave Johnson held for many years?
It was, and Dave retired. Gabe Stone backfilled Dave, but Gabe was originally from Michigan, and he laterally transferred within RGS to take on an engagement coordinator role in Michigan.
Got it. Okay, so several openings here in Wisconsin and others around the upper Midwest, I would imagine.
And the southern Appalachian region as well. We have some openings in southern Appalachia.
Do you have good candidates for these jobs?
They typically are competitive pools, but if anybody's interested as well, they can find my contact information on the RGS website and happy to talk to them about the positions and what they all entail.
All right. Well, John, is there anything else you want to share with folks now as we get into June and start looking forward to summer?
I would just put a plug in there for these positions. If you're a private landowner in the state of Wisconsin and you're interested in managing your property for forest wildlife, don't hesitate to reach out to some of our staff. Again, you can navigate to the RGS website, roughgrousesociety.org, and find our Great Lakes Conservation tab. There we have our staff listed with their contact information.
All right. Well, John, we're going to let you go. I know you're a busy guy with projects going on this summer, and this is the time of year a lot of folks are training dogs and getting new dogs and looking ahead to hunting, which is only a few months away now. So we'll be in touch with you again as the hunting season approaches.
That sounds good.
All right. That was John Steigerwald. He is the Great Lakes and Upper Midwest Forest Conservation Director for the Rough Grouse and American Woodcock Societies. You can learn more about what the societies do and the job openings we just discussed at roughgrousesociety.org. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're going to take a look at the state game farm in Poinette now, and joining me is Kelly McGuire. She is the game farm operations supervisor for Wisconsin DNR right there in Poinette at the game farm. Kelly, welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Dan. I appreciate the offer.
Well, tell us about the state game farm. I think hunters, especially pheasant hunters, know what it does, but maybe a lot of other people don't.
Right. The state game farm was actually established in 1928, so we are going on quite a few years. It was moved to the current site in Poinette in 1934, so it's going to be 90 years since the game farm has been in Poinette. And since that time, the game farm started off as an experimental game and fur farm, and they did a lot of work with different kinds of birds as well as carnivores, fur bearers. But probably in the 1980s, it really started focusing on ringneck pheasants. The whole goal was to try to establish a population of ringneck pheasants in Wisconsin, like a lot of the other states surrounding us did. And through the years, birds were stocked in almost all of the counties in Wisconsin. But as the work went on, it was obvious that Wisconsin didn't quite have the habitat needed to sustain currently do.
And you release those prior to the hunting season and actually during the hunting season as well, right?
That is correct. So what we do is we do a pre-stocking. So the week before hunting season, which is in mid-October, we actually will stock all of the properties prior to hunting. So opening pheasant hunting weekend, there will be birds out on the properties. And then we stock, depending on the time of the year, for the first 3 weeks, we stock a lot of the properties twice a week. And then by the fourth week, we go down to stocking once a week. We'll stock every weekday different properties, and we will do that through the second week of December. The only week that we don't stock would be the week of gun deer season, and that's mostly for safety for our stockers.
Okay. How many public hunting grounds do you stock?
We stock actually 92 public hunting grounds. All of that can be found on the DNR website on where hunting grounds are that we stock, as well as the number of birds they get through the hunting season.
And how many birds do you produce typically in a year?
We actually produce and release 75,000 on the public hunting grounds in the fall. We actually will produce another 12,000, 16,000 chicks that go to our day-old chick club that help with the rearing of additional birds.
And how does that happen? How does that work?
We actually have a day-old chicks program. Conservation clubs or sportsmen clubs can sign up, and they have to have their facility checked. We want to make sure they have a good facility for rearing birds. And if the facility checks out, they can get rooster pheasants from us in the spring. They will rear them through the summer and into the fall. And then we have two different projects within that. One's the cost share, which is what most clubs will do. And what they do is in the fall, prior to stocking them, a portion of the birds that they've reared through the summer will come back and be stocked on local DNR properties in the area of that club. And then the club will retain a portion of the birds because they put in the cost for feeding and rearing the birds through the summer. Additional portion is a public hunting option. Not many clubs do this. It's a little bit more difficult, but what they do is they can retain all of those birds, release them on private land, but that private land is open to public hunting just for pheasants.
How important is what you do for pheasant hunting in general in Wisconsin?
It's actually really important for pheasant hunting in Wisconsin. The goal was actually to be able to get a population on the landscape that could naturally reproduce itself. There are pockets in Wisconsin that there are small areas of birds that can repopulate, but that's really small. So for pheasant hunters that love to get out in on wildlife areas and other state-owned areas, work their dogs, hunt pheasants, this program is really important to get the birds out on the landscape and have the hunters be able to have a really good hunt and get some really beautiful birds.
I've been turkey hunting this spring, and I have heard rooster pheasants crowing in several counties I've been hunting in, so I know there are birds that either survived from last year, or maybe they're wild birds that have been there for a while.
More than likely, depending on the area of the state, because last year's winter was pretty mild in different parts of the state, we have had pheasants overwinter and then have small broods the next spring. So there might be different pockets in Wisconsin that they might have a small natural population. It may burn out a little, you know, after a few years, depending on the severity of the winter.
But those birds, if they survive the summer and into fall, they're available for hunting, and they're essentially wild birds then.
Exactly, yeah. So if they can last the winter after they're stocked and then through the summer and possibly find a hen that may have actually survived also, yeah, they could reproduce and be considered wild birds.
Well, I've heard them in Vernon County and Chippewa County. I am not going to put a pin on a map for anybody. But they're birds out there.
That's great. That's exactly what we want. We don't mind if they start reproducing naturally. Again, hunters love it. Birders love hearing them crow. in the spring also. So it's a fun bird.
It certainly is. And you are producing birds now. You're hatching birds every week, right?
Yeah. We started hatching mid-April. Just completed our fifth of 13 hatches today. We had a really good hatch. Portion three of clubs will be getting some birds from today's hatch of our day-old chick club. And then the rest we stay on site, and we will rear them for this coming fall.
Fantastic. Now, there's an organization affiliated with the game farm. It's the Friends of Poinette Game Farm. Tell us about that group.
It is a great group. It started before I came here 9 years ago, and it's really developed and come into its own. Their goal is to not only help the state game farm, but also trying to get young hunters into the sport. So they put on learn to hunt around mostly part of the southern part of the state, but we've actually done a few in the northern part of the state. So they take their weekends and they will put on learn to hunt for new hunters, novice hunters. And then they do a great job. They come and they volunteer here at the state game farm during our hatches, as well as in the fall. They will help us catch the birds in the morning and crate them. So they've been really a great partner with the state and state game farm.
And I understand you work with Pheasants Forever as well, right?
There are a lot of Pheasants Forever members that are part of the Friends of the Poinette Game Farm also. We all work in collaboration because we all want the same thing. You know, we want a great hunt with beautiful pheasants on the landscape, and that needs habitat and it also needs birds, so it's a good partnership.
You may not know this, but the very first segment I ever did for Outdoor Wisconsin back in 1984 was at the State Game Farm.
That is great. I'd like to say a lot of things have changed,
yeah,
but a lot of things have stayed the same. I'm thrilled to hear that, and it's come full circle.
Yeah.
But we do a great job here. The crew is good. We're getting new equipment that makes life more efficient to do our job, and I think it's great that it's come full circle.
Well, it certainly is, and I have visited there several times, and I'm sure I'll be back. Kelly, thank you so much. I know you're busy. You got to get to crating up those baby birds and ship them off to their new home. So thanks so much for taking time out of your schedule to talk with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. Kelly McGuire, Game Farm Operations Supervisor for the State Game Farm in Poinette, Wisconsin. Check them out online. Just do a search on the DNR website for State Game Farm or Friends of Poinette Game Farm. You'll learn all about it. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge, and members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on LakeLink. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Castle Rock and Peyton Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at CastleRock-Petenwell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Petenwell Lakes Association.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Biden is endorsing a new ceasefire proposal by Israel. Oliver McTernan is a conflict mediator and says the president needs to keep pressure on both the Israelis and Hamas to agree.
Israel is too traumatized to be able to make the sort of rational decisions in its own interest at this time. It needs the external support from America.
Meanwhile, Mr. Biden is reacting to how former President Trump responded to his guilty conviction.
It's irresponsible for anyone to say this was rigged just because they don't like the verdict.
An extraordinary moment in American history. President Biden sharply rebuking his predecessor's response to being convicted by a jury of his peers.
That's CBS's Robert Costa. All systems are a go for Starliner to finally launch its maiden voyage to the International Space Station today. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, scattered showers and storms possible. Otherwise, clouds and 70. For tonight, partly cloudy and a low around 52. Mostly sunny into the upper 70s for your Sunday. Scattered shower possible Sunday night, a low around 59. Showers and storms Monday, 77.
It's 60 at our studios.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us. Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Range of Richfield is your ultimate shooting experience. They're located on Helson Drive, and that's just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, where Highways 41 and 45 split, and you can find them on the web at therangewi.com. And joining us again for our monthly update on what's happening at the range is Range of Richfield President Jim Bobiesch. Jim, welcome back, and thanks for joining us.
Hi, Dan. I always look forward to this time. It's great chatting with you and all your listeners, and we have lots to talk about.
We do, and we actually gave you a month off. How was the month of May?
May was great. We're still seeing a lot of good traffic, okay, and a lot of new faces. The good news is, it continues to be, we're seeing more and more guns being delivered. And to be honest with you, I haven't seen the gun cases this full in months. And actually, we have a nice supply of ammo, so that if somebody's coming in and they want to buy a gun, we can sell them at least two boxes of ammo. And if you want to come in and use the range, you can do that. And once again, we can sell you some ammo. And ammo prices have come down. Our prices reflect that. A lot of folks, the prices went up during the pandemic, and then they never brought them back down. Well, no, we're back to not pre-pandemic, but the prices are great.
Well, that's good. That's great. So what's going on in June?
We got a lot of good things going on in June. We still have some classes, and they've been really trimmed back because of everybody's vacations and all the festivals and everything else. So we've trimmed that down. Matter of fact, we have a Wisconsin concealed carry class on June 2nd. And another one on June 30th. That's really the only class we have right now for at least June. Now, they'll be ramping back up again in late August, so stay tuned. But, of course, we always have our private handgun lessons. That goes year-round. Whenever somebody needs some help, we've got four intelligent, great instructors that can really help you out, whether you're a beginner or an expert. We're here to help. And quite honestly, there's still time to sign up for our Summer Bullseye Slow Fire League. The Bullseye League has been tremendously successful during the fall and winter. Brian put this together, and again, we don't have as many as during the fall and winter, but it's a nice group, and they come in, and they're really enjoying themselves.
Jim, for people who are not regular competitive shooters, what is a slow fire league?
In a typical Bullseye League, you're timed. You only have so much time to shoot into the target.
Mm-hmm.
During the summer now, we take away the timing, so it's practice, really. So it's a little less pressure, and it gives them a chance to sharpen their skills.
Okay. Yeah, when I was on my high school rifle team back in the dark ages, you know, we had 10 shots prone and then 10 sitting and kneeling combined and 10 offhand. I think we had like 10 minutes to get those 10 shots off.
Yeah.
But a bullseye league, it's a little more restrictive than that normally, isn't it?
It is. The folks that are shooting in here, they like to be competitive. They're constantly talking to each other about, you know, what do they do to their gun? Why it shoots a little better here or there? It's fascinating. I'm really glad we got into that. It's only been like 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And it's really exploded, which is awesome.
Cool. And if people want a private handgun lesson, how do they do that? Can they sign up online or they have to come in? What do they do?
They can go online. It's not a problem. All the information about the instructors are online. And their email address would be there, the instructors themselves, and you can call them directly. They can set up a time that's convenient for you to come on in, and they run a full gamut. It's really amazing, the group I've got here. They're awesome.
Well, neat. Well, let's talk about safes. How's that going?
Safes are going well. Liberty has a special going on right now because June is safety month.
Uh-huh.
And we and Liberty want to make sure that everyone is safe. You get it? Safe?
Yeah. Everyone is safe and everyone has a safe, right?
Yep. So what's happening is Liberty is offering 10% off everything on their website, which is, again, which is great. You just order online. You get 10% off. If you order in Wisconsin, basically, the order comes to us, and then we fulfill it and send it and everything else. So it's like dealing with us, but without dealing with us.
Oh, okay.
And that's why you get to keep the 10%. Now, in store, we're going to have rebates up to $700, depending on which safe you choose. Obviously, the more expensive the safe, the higher the rebate. But a little bit changed. In addition, anyone purchasing a safe for more than $1,500, now that does not include tax and delivery, they will receive a free one-year single membership to the range.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. This is something we came up with not that long ago. Summer's a little slow, so we thought we'd try to get people in here. And, of course, the membership means you can come in and shoot anytime you want for as long as you want.
Yeah.
Which is great. And we do have a lot of members. And the other nice thing about membership is that you can actually make your reservations a week in advance. Otherwise, you need to go that same day. So, again, we've never done this before. So if you're interested in the safe and you want to be a member, come on in. It's a great time to do it. The best time to buy a safe is like right now. It's going to be great. And this is going to start June 1st, and it'll run through the 28th.
Okay. How many safes have you got if people want to look at a variety of them?
Well, I have at least 28 of them on the showroom floor.
Okay.
All right. And I have at least another 50 in our warehouse. So we've got a nice collection. I don't have every single safe that Liberty has in store, but I've got the more popular ones and the more popular colors. So if somebody's interested, obviously we can take it off the floor or out of the warehouse, and or we can order one, but at least they'll get to see it so they know what they're getting. People come in and say, Jim, how big a safe do I need? And I said, you know, you're the only person that knows what you have to put in there.
Yeah.
You got to figure out how much stuff you have and in your mind put it together. So I said that to one guy the other day, and he goes, Jim, I got some guns under this bed, some guns in the other bed, I got some in the closet, I don't even know how much I have.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you're going to have to kind of put it all together so that you can get a pretty good idea of just how big a safe you want to get.
Yeah, okay. And maybe a little bigger than you think because you just might get another gun.
Well, that's so true. You know, I always say it's like that two-car garage. You're never going to fill it up, right?
Yeah.
So in no time, you're building a she shed. So it pays to get a touch bigger because what you're buying is really peace of mind.
Yeah.
When you lock up that safe at night, you don't have to worry about anything that's going on, including what's going on, whatever kind of documents you've got in there besides your guns.
Well, that's true. You can keep your will and all your gold and everything else in the safe.
And I always say you have to put that most important document in that safe, you know, that's that marriage certificate.
Oh, yeah. Well, any specials coming up? Father's Day is right around the corner now.
Yep. Father's Day, dads shoot free and get a free target.
Ah, cool.
So come on in and take advantage of that. We also have all of our in-stock holsters will be 15% off. So this is a great time to pick up a new one or pick up additional one for your guns. 15% off. It's not a bad deal.
How about gifts?
With Dad's Day coming on, if you don't know what to get him, how about a Range gift card?
Sure.
That way he can come in and get whatever he wants. And we have them in anything from $10 up to $300 and get whatever you want. So come on down and take a look.
All right. And specials, you usually have you had a summer special. Is that still going on, I would imagine?
Yep. Our super summer special continues, and that's Wednesdays, all lanes. Just $10. And it doesn't matter whether it's a standard or premium lane, $10 is what the cost is, and that will run through August 31st. Also now on Thursdays, this is starting up, it's free gun rental. And that includes eye, ears, and a target. So you can't beat these deals for the summer. So come on and take advantage of it.
All right, sounds good. Now, if folks are not in the market for a safe or a new gun, but just have some questions about guns, you're available, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I do mostly the safes, and then I have the kids doing the guns. My job here is to educate people on safes. So I don't mind talking about it, showing what's going on, explaining it, and what the values are, and the fire protection, and everything else. So come on in. We love to talk. And again, I've got some great people that love to talk about guns.
All right. Well, Jim, we will catch up with you before the 4th of July because I can't believe you're going to let the fireworks go by without another special or something going on next month as well.
Oh, yeah. We'll figure out something.
All right. Thanks so much for talking with us and have a great June, and we'll talk again in a month.
Sounds good. Look forward to it, Dan.
Jim Bobiash is the president of the Range of Richfield. As you heard, they have safes, they have specials on lanes, they have all kinds of things going on. Check them out in person on Helson Drive, just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, or online at therangewi.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Castle Rock and Peten Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at CastleRock-PetenWell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Peten Well Lakes Association.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
St. Croix's annual Customer Appreciation Day is Saturday, June 22nd, from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Join us as we celebrate the anglers who have helped make St. Croix the best rods on earth. Experience how rods are crafted. See the Seven Reels tent. Learn to cast and get a free brat lunch, sponsored by Johnsonville. Attend seminars and gear up with one-day-only deals on rods, reels, and apparel. Learn more in person and online at stcroixrods.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. They have more than 45 fishing boats from Crestliner, Yarcraft, and Camus on display, and the Yarcraft End of Model Year promotion ends next Saturday, June 8th. Check their website for details. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com, and by the Castle Rock Peatonwell Lakes Association, featuring 60 square miles of fun on the water, castlerock-peatonwell.com. If our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you happen to live, you can watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And the last several years of the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV show are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. And if you missed any dates, websites, or phone numbers we mentioned, you can always listen online at lake-link.com/radio, and you can subscribe to our podcast or download any episode going back a year or so. And our show is also available as a podcast on many platforms, including the Outdoor News website, outdoornews.com/podcasts. Find Jeff on social media at Hardwater Jeff. Find me at Dan Small Outdoors. Well, a few announcements from the DNR. The DNR is accepting shooting range grant applications through July 15th, and they have $800,000 available for creating safe and accessible firearm and archery shooting opportunities for the public. Funding comes from the Pittman-Robertson excise tax on firearms and ammunition. For info, visit the DNR website under keywords Shooting Range Grant Program. The DNR is also looking for landowners to host hunters for the Gun Deer Hunt for Hunters with Disabilities. That runs October 5 through 13. Participating landowners must have at least 60 acres available and be able to host at least 3 hunters. If you're interested, visit the DNR website. This time the keywords are hunters with disabilities. The application deadline is July 1st, and the hunter sign-up period begins on July 15th. The DNR will host a public meeting on walleye rehabilitation on Crescent Lake in Oneida County, June 4th, starting at 6 p.m., and that will be at the Rhinelander DNR Service Center. You can also join the meeting virtually on Zoom. For information or to pre-register, visit the DNR website again, keywords this time, meetings and hearings calendar. Again, that's June 4th, 6 p.m. at the Rhinelander DNR Service Center. I don't know if you heard about this, but another tournament cheater got caught in Illinois. His name is David Moore. He's from St. John's, Indiana. And, of course, this is alleged because he's innocent until proven guilty. But allegedly, he caught four smallmouths in Lake Michigan in Indiana, took them to Illinois, put them on a stringer in the Calumet River, which was off limits for this tournament based in Chicago, and then he retrieved them the next morning and entered them in a Chicago bass tournament. Someone must have seen him put those fish on a stringer and tipped off the wardens, because wardens staked out the location. They observed him taking fish off the stringer, putting them in his live well, and throwing the stringer on shore. And they were waiting for him at the weigh-in. He would have won the tournament by more than 4 pounds, but they ticketed him for a number of things. And get this, attempting to commit theft, I guess that's for the money, possession of over the daily limit of 3 smallmouths, failure to immediately release smallmouth bass unharmed, taking and possessing smallmouth bass resulting in wanton waste, and littering by throwing the stringer on shore, and also importing VHS-susceptible species into Illinois without a permit. In all, 6 misdemeanors and 1 petty offense. And by the way, first prize in that tournament was all of $1,300. I wonder what his fines will total if he's convicted. And I wonder how many more people will be dumb enough to try to get away with stuffing weights in fish or putting fish on a stringer or otherwise cheating to win a tournament. It's not worth it, folks, and it just spoils the sport for all the other honest anglers, honest competitors, and gives fishing, and especially competitive fishing, a black eye in everybody's mind. Well, our final note, this is free fun weekend in Wisconsin. No fishing license, trail pass, or state park sticker is needed to visit Wisconsin's parks and trails or to fish anywhere in the state. Check the DNR website for details. And you know, I wonder why they don't have free fun weekend on Memorial Day weekend. I'm thinking it's because they know a lot of people are going to be out that weekend anyway, so they figure, well, let's make it the next weekend. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. Warren's next show is June 16th at Big Top Chautauqua, where Warren and friends will perform Riding the Wind. That's the show that Warren said built the tent. It's a free matinee, by the way, and it starts at 1 p.m. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. And for Big Top Chautauqua shows, visit bigtop.org. I'm Dan Small. I'll try to get Jeff on the show again next week. Either way, get outside this weekend and be sure to join us next week for another episode of Outdoors Radio.
Too lazy to lure. When the worms go dry. Coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling home to you.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Morning show on WFHR. It's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people. Yeah.
And on good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be the middle, especially for her, had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.